And Slater had figured that no one other than his family knew he was in town, or out of town, whatever qualified as far as the ranch was concerned. Nate looked glumly resigned. "I have no idea. She refused to say. I'm going to bed. If you need anything else, come and wake me, but bring a sledgehammer, because I'd probably sleep through anything less." A pause, another sigh, deeper and wearier than the last. That was quite the shoot. The understatement of the day. Slater drew on the last dregs of his energy, shoved a hand through his hair, and said, "Well, point her in this direction, if you don't mind, and then get yourself some shut-eye." He supposed he sounded normal, but on the inside he was drained. He'd given everything he had to 160, and then some, and there was no hope of charging his batteries. He'd blown through the last of his physical resources hours ago. Resentment at the intrusion sent a tremor through his famous equanimity. He was used to dealing with problems on the job, ranging from pesky all the way to apocalyptic. But at home, damn it, he expected to be left alone. He needed rest, downtime, a chance to regroup, and the home place